On March 8th, the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame in Lansing will unveil 10 plaques honoring its 2016 inductees. This year's list includes Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon and Motown legend Diana Ross. The Hall of Fame will host its next induction ceremony in a brand new location. In April, the organization will move out of the historic Cooley Hayes House in Lansing and into a space in the Meridian Mall in Okemos. I spoke with the center's interim executive director, Caitlin Perry Dial, and my first question, why move to a mall?
Yes, exactly. That's the biggest reaction that I've heard the last week or two. And when you think about it, it makes total sense. Where we're currently located, we lack significantly in foot traffic. We're also limited in terms of ADA accessibility and in parking. So when you think about it, the mall offers all of those things. And so we truly feel that with a move to the mall, we're gaining so many things in the pro column.
Well, you'll be a novelty, certainly, being in this location. But what is going to make you stand out from dozens of vendors for whom people have made a trip to the mall anyway to shop?
Well, I think for us being distinctly Michigan's only women's history museum will make us that novelty to come and visit us. You know, you may come here to shop at Yonkers, but while you're walking through the mall, you'll see us and be curious and walk through and learn a little something about a really incredible Michigan women.
I wonder if you yourself have a favorite Michigan woman who really is emblematic of your mission.
Oh, that's a really good question because we have so many. I really love telling the story of Sarah Emma Edmonds, who was a Civil War soldier. She was a young girl at the time, and instead of helping out as a nurse or at the home front, she decided to dress as a man, take on the name Franklin Thompson, and fight with the Michigan Second. And her ability to not only disguise her identity, but to fight like a man, as they would say, is really incredible and embodies the spirit of all Michigan women.
Did she survive the war? What happened to her?
She did. She ended up deserting because she had contracted malaria. And to get treatment for malaria, she would have had to go to a hospital, and that would have revealed her identity. So instead, she deserted. About 20 years later, she applied to the federal government for veterans benefits, and she got them.
Did someone say, whoa, veterans benefits? What are you talking about?
She had the documentation, the right documentation, to actually change her status as Franklin Thompson to her real name, and also to change her status from deserter to a veteran.
And hers will be one of the stories that you'll be telling in this brand new location.
Yes, of course. I'm so excited because that's actually a problem we have at our current location is we're running out of space to tell the stories of all of our Michigan women in the Hall of Fame. And so in this space, there's a real potential to be able to expand on those stories and add new ones.
I will say we're hearing the mall music over the loudspeakers in the background in the hallway. Is that going to compete with the interactive experience? I mean, I don't know if you're going to have audio and visual. I would imagine so. Is that going to be a distraction?
I don't think so. I actually think that will change our vibe a little bit. When you go into our current space, the Cooley Hayes House, it's very quiet, very old town museum-y. Like, but now with the background music of a mall, people walking by, it's really sort of it brings life into this space.
You're trying to switch demographics.
That's exactly it. Not just switch or abandon our old demographic, but we want to know that everyone is welcome here.
Caitlin Perry Dial is the interim executive director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Women's Hall of Fame in Lansing, which is moving to Okemos to the Meridian Mall in April. Exciting times, Caitlin. Thanks for having time for us.
Thank you so much.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.